A congressional commission on the U.S. response to terrorist attacks using weapons of mass destruction releases its final report today. The commission, formed in 1999, has issued 5 annual reports, and many of its recommendations have been adopted by Congress and government agencies. Former Virginia Republican Governor James Gilmore, who chaired the commission, says the United States still needs to define its goals for preparedness.
I think there is a concern that the structure that has been set up of the Department of Homeland Security is focused very much on trying to organize all these disparate agencies that need to come together in order to work on homeland security, and that there's very limited capacity to look ahead and think strategically about what we need to do in order to prepare this country. And we're concerned about the civil freedoms issue here in the United States and the ability to make sure that we don't limit our American values as we go forward to protect the homeland.
The report speaks of new normalcy.
Yeah, there's a concern in the commission that we seem to have arrived at a point where we have a constant alert status in our sort of color code, and that we're in a position now where there's an anxiety constantly in the homeland. And that's fed very frequently by the media, of course, and there's a lot of hype. And I don't think the commission ever thinks that we're going to ever be able to go back to a naive time of unpreparedness. But we do believe that you have to define the end state, examine what that really is, explain that to the American people, explain to the American people that total security is never going to be possible. And there is a reasonable amount of security, and we've got to get on with our lives. And I think that we have to define that, though. The point is, this morning, is not that we believe that we have all the answers. Our commission has never been one of arrogance. We've been recommenders, and we've tried to stay ahead of the thinking so that we can make a contribution to the dialogue here in this country.
The concern for protections of civil liberties, what particularly concerns you there?
There is a concern that I think has been in existence now for over a year in the commission, that we have such a capacity to utilize technology. We're in a position now to watch people all the time, to harmonize databases, and to truly invade the privacy of people here in this country. There's an inherent tension in this. We don't think you can trade off freedoms in favor of security or trade off security in favor of freedoms. We think that structures have to be put into place to make these two elements exist side by side. And only then can you really preserve the values that have made us traditionally Americans.
You see Homeland Security, the department, as carrying out policy. And above that, you want some other agency that's going to take the longer view, right?
That's correct. There's a sense in the commission as they go at the door of concern that we have to have someone who's in a position to actually coordinate all these different aspects of the American government. Homeland Security is not exclusively centered in the Department of Homeland Security in the present structure. There's also major elements of Health and Human Services, Department of Defense. There are agencies that aren't in the Department of Homeland Security, like the CIA and the FBI and the National Security Agency. And somebody has to play traffic cop on all this. And we think that should be a function of the Homeland Security Council in the White House.
Which exists.
But it is going to have additional authority and more of an expectation of using that authority in order to coordinate all the different agencies and make them come together behind one comprehensive plan.
There's a need to develop standards for local responders. What problems arise because of the lack of standards?
If there are a lack of standards, then that means that one locality will spend some money on one type of gas mask, and another locality will spend it on another type of gas mask, or even a different type of process altogether, or automatic weapons, and different kinds of things. We need to have a standard that understands what the genuine threat is, what its greatest likelihood is, and then get that down into the hands of the team players, giving some guidance by way of standards. And then with a direction and standards, then you begin to have a roadmap about what expenditure really should be like. Money must finance a comprehensive plan, and states and localities through standards have to fit into that comprehensive plan. And I think that's one of the primary messages of this report.
Former Virginia Republican Governor James Gilmore, he chaired the Gilmore Commission, which issues its final report today, assessing how well the U.S. government is countering the risks of domestic terrorism.